Look past a label. Many years ago, I made an error that still deeply embarrasses me. At my daughter's school, I mistook a PTA leader for another mother of the same race, one that differed from my own. The fact that this is a common mistake makes it no less humbling. The hopeful news, however, is that a simple dose of not knowing can liberate us from this gateway to prejudice. The instant we see one another, we unconsciously categorize that person as in-group or not, with stunning downstream effects. Register an in-group member's face, and the mind begins to take a rich, detailed look, with active processing in brain areas that are responsible for distinguishing individuals. In contrast, out-group faces are experienced superficially and piecemeal, a response that sets the stage for thinking they, quote, all look alike. In milliseconds, a unique human becomes to the mind's eye someone literally unworthy of distinction. This cognitive disregard for almost every shade of difference, political party, rival sports team, paves the way for stereotyping, discrimination, and dehumanization. Yet a kind of folk wisdom can inspire us to leave the shelter of the categorizing mind. Imagine a day in the life of Robert, a young Black man who gives up his seat on the subway for a stranger in need, eats a sandwich for lunch, swears at a sales clerk. In one study, white and Asian American participants who were asked to view Robert's tale objectively remembered nearly twice as many incidents of aggression. They stereotyped him. Those asked instead to visualize the world through Robert's eyes recalled as many acts of sweetness as anger. They recognized him as a deeply human mix of contradictions. Just a few minutes of perspective taking inspires people to sit closer to, work with, and help an out-group member and similar others, decades of studies show. The effects are so powerful that this simple exercise is being used as a foundation of real-world efforts to combat hate. A promising counterpoint to prejudice emerges from a willingness not to know. Perspective taking is mere speculation, a mental plunge in the dark. But by mentally trying on another's view, we can imagine an individual with a life as textured as our own, a human worthy of connection. We can look past a label. Intriguingly, people who are more tolerant of uncertainty show less neural disconnection from political opponents while watching clips of tense election debates than those who fear the unknown. The open-mindedness of uncertainty offers a kind of mental break that we can apply to our tendency to categorize. Aren't mistakes due to this ignorance of thinking one knows when one does not? Socrates counseled. Willing to constantly test his own convictions, he exhorted others to do the same. If you're stymied by another department's stance or find yourself shaking your head at your neighbor's politics, try taking a minute or two to look past a label and imagine their perspective. More than ever, we need to save a place in the most contentious of moments for not knowing and for the possibility of a changed mind.